Yeah, this is Joe the Assassin Hamilton, and welcome to this week's segment of Wrestle This. I'd really like to take a moment, if I might, as I do periodically, to thank all of you for the support that you've given this segment, just merely through your participation. You know, people that participate in this are the equivalent to wrestling fans that come to the arena or at least watch wrestling on TV. You know, and wrestling would not and could not survive without you fans, and neither could any segment currently on Who's Slamming Who. Just couldn't survive without your participation. And that's why in my comments, although I may offend certain people in certain places, I'll always tell you exactly what I feel and exactly what I think about someone or something. And, you know, there have been times where, on the rare occasion, I'll chide or make light of someone or something. The Flapoon segment, for instance, you know, that really stirred up some shit. Even though I never mentioned any names, there was a whole bunch of offended people out there, and when I made the comments I really had no idea just how many people thought of themselves in that category, you know, and it seemed like they all, right down to the very last Flapoon, thought that I was talking about them personally, and they took great offense at my words. Well, hell, I guess you know that their response cost me about 7 seconds of sleep, and that's really far more consideration than they deserve. The really funny thing about the whole incident is that it was done as a lighthearted spoof and not really meant to be serious, but the Flapoons themselves took it personal and made it serious. I guess they just have no sense of humor. Oh, well, enough about Flapoons. The theory that I'm about to tell you right now applies to just about all of my comments, regardless of how hard I may come down on an individual or a certain situation. I'm not doing it necessarily because I dislike the person or even the situation. What I say about it or them is what I really believe to be the truth. I may dislike someone intensely, but when I comment about them, I keep my comments limited to the truth as I know it. Not the truth as I think it would be or hope it would be, only what I know and believe the truth to be. You know, on the times when I'm critical of Vince, it's not because I dislike Vince, because I really don't dislike him. Just some of the people that he has in his employee. And any criticism I have of Vince and WWE or Dixie and TNA, which I believe they're all working together anyway, comes from strictly my professional viewpoint. And I think that I have more than earned the right to speak my thoughts and my opinions, most especially in view of the fact that my thoughts and opinions are based on 54 years of experience in the wrestling profession, an experience at all levels of the business, from the ring to the executive capacity. In fact, I've done a lot more things at different levels than Vince or Dixie put together. Neither one of them has ever built a ring or pulled a ring or set a ring up or physically sold a ticket to an event. They've never physically pounded the pavement to promote a show or do any of the things that go along with learning the intricate workings of the business, from the ground floor up, I might add. That doesn't make me better than them, but it does, however, qualify me to be able to speak to people at their level with authority and from the experience level, not from just hearsay. One of the most ironic things about this segment is, by the time Vince's little suck-ass stooges monitor my comments and report back to Vince, everything I say about Vince will be distorted and turned around and made to sound and look like I'm knocking him. Now, the even more ironic thing is that most people that hear these comments don't believe that Vince has stooges that monitor segments like Wrestle This and then turn around and give him reports on it. Well, that's okay with me, because I don't say one thing on Wrestle This that I wouldn't say right directly to Vince or Dixie's face, right up to and including the fact that, and this is not just an opinion, that they have, especially Vince, has some real lowlifes in his employee. But as I've said on numerous occasions, every big corporation has the same type of trouble with personnel and same problems. And if he could find reputable people to replace the lowlifes, he probably would. The difficult problem would be finding that many reputable people to fill in all the vacancies that would be created by the departure of so many lowlifes at a given time. I didn't really mean to get on the subject of WWE and TNA and or Vince and Dixie, but what I was actually attempting to do is to guarantee each and every one of you that takes part in this, wrestle this segment, that I won't use this segment to make comments on a subject or about a person that I don't really believe to be true and that I don't particularly, and if I don't particularly like somebody, I won't say things that aren't true or even insinuate things that would cast the subject in a bad light because of my own personal feelings. I'll come right out and say, I don't like whomever, but I won't lie to you about them, and I won't about them or any particular subject, so what I speak, I try to speak from the heart and from a truth standpoint. It's very important to me that I establish and maintain that level of credibility, not only for myself, but for the Wrestle This segment, and consequently establishing that credibility and everything, I've established credibility with the fans who are very important. Well, that's about it. Thanks for joining me this week. As always, I'm honored to be your host. This is Joe the Assassin Hamilton. See ya.